From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Although Canada has not imposed restrictions on Canadian pork, some Canadian pork shipments to China have been delayed by exporters using outdated forms to certify the cargo meets Chinese requirements. According to the Canadian Pork Council's Gary Storty, Canada continues to ship pork to China despite this shipping glitch. AgWeb.com reports China is shipping more pork to China this year as African swine fever ravages China's domestic pig herd. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement would be an overall win for the U.S. farm sector, reforming biotechnology and phytosanitary standards, but it will also allow for only slight increases in exports of some U.S. ag commodities. That's according to the U.S. International Trade Commission. AgriMarketing.com reports U.S. dairy, poultry, and egg producers will get a direct bump in exports to Canada from USMCA provisions, but Canadian dairy, sugar, and sugar-containing products will also benefit from increased access to U.S. importers. Bayer's largest shareholder, fund manager BlackRock, will not support the German company's management in a key annual meeting vote. Bayer has lost roughly $34 billion in market value since August when a jury found it liable because Monsanto, which it had bought last year, had not warned of alleged cancer risks linked to its weed killer Roundup. According to AgriMarketing.com, the largely symbolic no-confidence vote will send a message to the board that BlackRock is not happy with Bayer's handling of the Monsanto deal. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.